And here with us now is the chief long-range forecaster at AccuWeather, Paul Pastalock. Paul, thanks so much for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Well, it's great to have you here. I can't believe we're at this time of the year where we're talking about the outlook for the winter already. We'll get to that in a second. But First, what do you guys exactly do as the long-range forecasting team at AccuWeather?
Well, we do a lot of stuff. We do stuff for certain clients like construction companies and energy companies, retail. We do a whole bunch of different type of clients that are interested in the weather, not just for 1 or 2 weeks out, but for months out in advance, and of course seasonal forecast. So we have a group of guys here that that look at different things like commodity forecasting, the temperature forecasting, snow forecasting. So we kind of all collaborate together, get together a couple times during the year for each season, and talk about the weather and what we're going to go with. And so it's pretty good group, with a lot of eyes looking at the weather, and we can extend out, like I said, anywhere from a week to as much as 12 months for some clients.
Well, there you go, and I'm sure you're asked this question a lot, this million-dollar question. When you go back, do you get a chance to look at how accurate your previous team forecasts have been?
Yeah, we do. We learn from it. I mean, everyone has to look back at certain things, and it's not just in weather. You look at it, from a sporting standpoint too, as well. So everybody does it. We look at the stats, we look at the verifications, we look at where we did well, but we look at what we did wrong and why did we go wrong, and we try to correct that for the next season. We note it down, and that's basically what we do. We've been doing that for 12 years in the long range department that I've been in, and it really helps out. And things are changing. Everything we're learning more stuff that's affecting each season differently every year, and so we add that into the mix. And so it's good, but it's getting more complicated, it seems like, trying to forecast the long range.
Well, we'll certainly get into that a little bit more as we move along here, but first let's get to the U.S. winter forecast overall first. What are you guys seeing so far?
Well, right now we're looking at possibility of 2 years that are looking completely different on our radar. We like to look at analog years. What those are is looking at years that kind of match up to the current season or what we expect. And 2 years that keep popping up because of looking at different teleconnections, looking at water temperatures and all that, 2013-14 season, do you guys remember that? It was a cold, wintry, stormy winter season for a large portion of the nation.
Yes,
and then we're
right.
Looking at 2011 and 12 was totally opposite, and there wasn't hardly any snow in the East Coast city. So we're in between. So that just tells you our confidence level down a little bit. Then we compare that to the modeling right now, and it all kind of shows that temperatures are not going to be excessively cold at this point. But as we get toward the second half of the season, either late January or getting to late February, early March, we may start to see some problems, some different changes in the storm track that can bring some more snow, some bigger snowstorms to New England, maybe some big-time rain events in the Tennessee Valley, which they need badly at this point, and the West Coast, kind of missing out early on in the Southwest, but could pick up a little bit towards February and March there.
Now, as far as our area goes here in the central Susquehanna Valley, so Sunbury, Lewisburg, Danville, what do you see there as far as the winter outlook?
Unfortunately, I think that the systems, that we're just kind of missing the timing for a while into the winter season as far as when the cold's in place and when the storms come up. So it's kind of more rain, maybe a little bit of ice in northern tier in the first half of the season that cuts our snow amounts down, and when the totals come out, we may end up being slightly below normal on snowfall for this year, and the frequency of snow may be down as well. Temperatures could end up about a degree or two above normal for the three-month December through February time period. But don't rule out the possibility again in that second half of January, and then again another period in late February, early March, where it could get a little more exciting based on La Nina, which is very strong right now in the moderate stage, weakens, and then other factors, other teleconnections start coming into play that could affect our weather. So it's still a ways out, and we'll be updating, but again, we still got to watch that second half of winter pretty closely.
So that's the part where you think where we may get some of those shovelable, plowable snows January, February.
Yeah, because we're getting a little active here now. In fact, we may see a few flakes in parts of the area coming up here in the short term, and November looks a little chilly. We may have some opportunities in December, kind of below normal on snowfall chances, and then picks up again in the second half. And that's where we probably get our bigger systems, like you said.
We'll certainly be on the lookout for that, absolutely. You mentioned La Nina. How about El Nino and that impact? Any chance there on that?
We're in a triple dip La Nina, which means it's the third winter in a row that we're seeing a La Nina. The equatorial Pacific is cooler than normal, the water temperatures, and that affects upper-level patterns. More of a northern type of storm track that sets up, but it's supposed to weaken as we get in the second half of the winter season. Again, that introduces other factors that may come into play and change our forecast, and then maybe by next year, we may not be talking about La Nina, we may be talking about El Nino. So the southern branch starts to wake up and bring us some healthy moisture on the East Coast.
Well, you mentioned the rain and ice that we might have in the first part of the winter. Of course, we've seen the drought, a lot of drought watches in most of our area in 36 of the 67 Pennsylvania counties. Do you think with that we could catch up with that rainfall, and how do the water tables looking right now, considering how dry the summer was?
Yeah. River levels, the water tables levels right now running below. They're running below normal. They haven't caught up yet. They're not at records. Okay, so we don't want to panic anyone right now. We do see in the coming short term about three fronts, cold fronts coming in with some rainfall. And some snow showers on the backside for parts of the state. But I think it will be a gradual pickup because of these kind of types of systems coming in do not produce a lot of precipitation. But if we can get into the heart of the winter season, that second half, I think that's when we'll start to see a really good rebound, which will be good news heading into the spring season. So I don't expect to flip. I don't see a flip. I just see a gradual improvement toward normal levels or just slightly above during the course of the winter season.
Well, that's good news for the farming in our area, no doubt about that. And then finally, of course, the million-dollar question that I think a lot of forecasters are asked, and as you kind of alluded to, may not have the answers to yet, one impact, if any, right now from the, of course, we're just talking about the drought, now we're talking about the winter outlook. What impact are we seeing with climate change as far as things being a little bit unpredictable and changing, as you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, things are changing so much. We continue to research and see how these teleconnections that we've been looking for years and years and years at are changing. How are they, the results, you know? And climate change is a factor. It is brought in. How are our La Ninas now? Are they changing the results? Are things that are happening around the Arctic? We're losing sea ice in certain places. How does that affect the overall winter forecast? That's changing right now. In fact, this summer was the third warmest summer again. Last year was warmer just slightly. This year was third warmest, and we haven't seen anything like that since the Dust Bowl era as far as overall temperature departure. So we're seeing changes going on right now, and the water temperatures also, these little marine heat waves that have been developing in the northern Atlantic and the northern Pacific, they also have an impact on the overall pattern. They cause some things to happen. They may have had some impact in the tropical season that took place. So we are looking at these things much closer and do feel that it is part of a climate change that we're seeing right now, and makes it more difficult forecasting seasonal forecast down the road here until we get a good handle of this.
Well, it's always fascinating stuff, especially this time of the year, thinking about these things and especially what kind of winter we might have. So obviously we'll see. And just coming up in just a few short months, can't believe we're talking about it already. Paul, thanks so much for the time. Chief Long Range Forecaster for AccuWeather. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.